and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of The Flying Vet, written by Amelia Scott and read by Zoe Boson. It was a lovely spring morning on the Archer's farm. The cows had just finished being milked and were on their wander back to the lush, irrigated pastures nearby, calves calling out as they heard their milk being poured into the feeding wagon. The calves of dairy cows are removed from their mothers immediately after birth so that the milk the mothers produce can be harvested to start its journey to our supermarkets. The young poddy calves are fed from a wagon, or sometimes by hand, after the herd has been milked, usually on milk from unwell cows that would be unsuitable for human consumption. The feeding wagon is filled from the top and has a heap of teats around the outside that the calves crowd onto. John had started washing the shed, and I was down at the back of the dairy yard looking at those unwell cows, the so-called sick herd. This group is kept separate from the milking herd to ensure that their milk is treated separately and to prevent the spread of anything contagious. This was the best assignment I could hope for, literally in my own backyard. On this day, my patients included 4 cows with lame feet, 2 poor milkers, cows not producing a normal amount of milk, and 1 dirty cow to flush. I'll get to her. Of this list, the lame cows were the ones most likely to put a vet into a foul mood. Examination of a cow starts by watching her walk to understand which leg is afflicted, then guiding her into the crush to make a closer inspection. This inspection involves feeling around the affected limb for swellings or anatomical anomalies. As a vet, you're overjoyed if you find the diagnosis at this point. However, that is rarely the case. Most often, you need to tie the foot up, which means wrangling the limb of a 600-kilogram animal up into a safe position so that you can properly inspect the problem hoof. Not always easy for a 70-kilogram lady vet. Some smart people have invented gadgets and rope pulleys that make this task a lot easier, but it still isn't pleasant. A cow's hoof is essentially comprised of 2 halves or claws, each with its own sole and toe. Often, there's a considerable amount of feces packed around the base of the foot and between the 2 halves. So you use a hoof knife to clean that out and pare back to the foot itself in search of the inevitable hoof abscess that is the source of lameness. When you hit the abscess cavity with your knife, watery pus trickles out. Once this is complete, you spray the affected toe with antiseptic, then glue a thin block onto the good toe, which has the effect of elevating the sore side off the ground. The glue used for this is hardcore. It sets within minutes and it sets rock hard. Gloves are imperative, unless you enjoy having your fingers encased in a layer of glue for days afterwards. None of this is rocket science, and once you've done it a few times, it becomes one of the more monotonous and boring tasks of a large animal vet. It's hardly the life-saving surgery you dream of as an aspiring student.